is Channel 2. The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the absolutely lovely...
Me!
It's her, Sarah Ann Lucas, bird on a bike.
I right, never bird. Know whether to say bird, it's Sarah, it's I don't know who to say, so it's me.
What you ought to do what? Is something different each time. Keep them on their toes, see if they could guess what you're going to say.
All right.
Yeah.
Could do a quiz about that.
Yeah. Anyway, how are you?
I'm awesome. You?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Getting did there. You buy them?
What?
The mince pie?
I did. I bought them fresh on the way
no
in.
No way.
I did.
This is the first time the studio's been decorated.
I don't know who did the decorations. We have tinsels and fairy lights and all kinds in here.
Yeah.
And we've also got an elf.
Yeah. We have got an elf.
Now, I know about the elf because the elf turned up today, but I don't know who did the decorations in here. But whoever did it, well done.
Exactly. Yeah. You're right. How are you post-RTA?
I'm okay. I'm getting there slowly. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Pleasure.
Yeah. Slowly, but...
Well, your leg's not good.
My leg's not good. I'm having trouble walking, but... hopefully it'll get better soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want me to give you some tips?
Some what?
Tips.
Oh, tips. Yeah, can do.
Well, you won't listen to me, will you?
No.
Excellent.
You're a nurse. I don't listen to medical professionals.
No, that's not true. No, it wouldn't be... It wouldn't be medical.
All right. Well, you would get a life. Grow up. No, stop hobbling.
I'm the worst person. Yeah. You ask my children and Stephen, they'll be like, I would be.
No
be,
sympathy.
Go, oh, I'm feeling like this. I'm like, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm the worst person to ever get sympathy from. Anyway, good. What have you done this week then? What's new in the business world?
What have I done this week? Hobbled a lot.
Okay.
What I've done.
Hobbled to what? Meetings? What?
Well, it's only Tuesday, so I haven't done a huge amount of things.
Well, let's look at it as a week. Tuesday last week.
Oh, from Tuesday last week.
Yeah.
I've had a bit of a traumatic week as well, which we won't go into right now. But
how do you cope with trauma and business?
Badly.
Okay, cool.
I'm not good. No, seriously, I'm not good. I'm not good at coping with things that are outside my control.
Mm.
Yeah? So business is a doddle, normally.
How interesting.
Yeah? Because I normally have some kind of control. If I don't have control, you know, like it's the government or HMRC, then I just scream at them and threaten them and, you know, throw my toys out of pram. But it does. They annoy me, but I don't find it difficult.
Mm.
What I find difficult is... issues and things that I can't control or I have no control over, and therefore I feel vulnerable.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, interesting.
Mm.
Interesting.
And it's kind of been one of those weeks, really.
Okay.
Mm.
Can you let it go?
No. no.
Okay.
I mean, like most issues that most humans face, and we're probably going to talk to Tash about some of this kind of stuff later.
Yeah, sure.
But like most things, time moves you on and events happen and things happen that change the situation one way or another. You know, so nothing's ever static.
Mm.
Yeah. Not to have a rant, but I mean, the biggest thing that's happened in the last week is our disaster of a government, yeah, has been just a fiasco. No matter what side of the thing you're on, the whole bloody thing's a fiasco.
I feel like I'm grieving.
Yeah,
but
the whole thing's a fiasco because they don't understand that life is a process that unfolds. They're trying to be static about it and have this answer or that answer or this answer or that answer, and there isn't an answer. And there doesn't need to be an answer, because life unfolds and moves. Yeah.
Well, it's funny. Did you see some of our tweets yesterday about today's show? Please say that you're going to be talking about politics.
Mm.
And all I've got to say is this. Shame on you for ranting in the Houses of Parliament, for talking down somebody. If I did that in a meeting, if we behaved like that in business... I tell you, so you tell me what role modelling they are doing for my children, for the community, for the nation. That's not how you listen to somebody. It's disgusting. I don't care if it's tradition. Stop it.
Mm.
That's all I've got to say on it. I don't care who's right or wrong.
Yep.
It's just not leadership.
You're right. Absolutely.
Well, actually, she is leading.
She
is leading. And I don't care about her politics, right or wrong. It's the people who are not behaving in any respectful manner at all. And then you are standing there putting shame on the community and everybody else for not being respectful human beings. Absolutely nonsense.
But also, don't you think there's an element of it where business is just carrying on as usual? And the sad thing is that business runs this country, not that bunch in Westminster. And people don't get that.
That's entirely my point, Nettie. Yeah. You are 100% correct. That is entirely my point, is that no matter what happens, business will carry on.
Absolutely.
You just adapt to the situation and you move. Far worse things happen than staying or leaving the European Union or whatever it is they're worrying about. Far worse things than that happen every day. My business rates go up 400%. That's a huge hit on me. Mm. I have to adapt to that.
Of course you do.
You know, a new regulation's passed. If you produce jam and they go, you can't put sugar in it anymore. Yeah, you have to change your entire production method. That in business, it's related to what we were saying earlier. Yeah. Those kind of things are really annoying, but in business, you go, okay, that's life, that's what happens, I'll have to adapt to that, change my prices, change my production.
You adapt or die.
Yeah,
it's that simple.
You evolve.
But you wouldn't dare pick up the phone and scream down the phone at somebody. You have manners, you have respect, you behave as a human being. These politicians, and I'm talking to everyone that stands in that Houses of Parliament and shouts down somebody else.
Yeah.
How dare you?
It's not equal dignity at all. Like,
it's not tradition. Grow up.
It's you're right. It's funny enough, I was thinking about this earlier and I was thinking, you know, the problem with our politics is it's too political.
Yeah,
but you're right.
But do you see what I mean? I know that's a stupid statement.
1652.
I know that's a stupid statement, but the problem is politics is about politics, not about running the country or leading anything or doing the right thing. It's a game.
Yeah.
It's a game they play, which is where all the screaming and shouting comes from, and it's going to end. It is going to end because I think people are sick of it. People have seen it for what it is, finally, and they can't hide it any longer. The whole lot of them are a bunch of useless tossers.
Well, they're not interested.
We're not even listening to them now. That's exactly. Because of your this behaviour, you've absolutely taken me into an overload in my nervous system. So let's go really physiology. So I can't listen to you anymore. So it doesn't matter how you behave or what you say, I cannot hear or see you.
I really hope
MPs are listening today. Please call in. I would love to talk to you and have a real conversation about it. Don't want to talk politics. I want to be, how do you be a human being with foundational behaviour?
If it was a child acting like that, you'd pop them on the naughty step and then you'd reflect on the behaviour.
Exactly. That's what you do.
Right, I'm not saying I'm either way supporting or unsupporting.
No, I'm with
that's
you.
Not the point. The point is it's not right.
Absolutely. And I think that's the salient point that we've reached now for a large number of people have gone, do you know what? This isn't where we should be anymore. And I'm not talking about individual things like Brexit or budgets or universal credit or whatever the issue is. It's the whole foundation of what laughingly passes for democracy.
You're absolutely right.
Has floundered on the rocks of idiocy, in my opinion, and it needs to change.
Was that enough of that? Was that a good rant for you then, Nettie? You
went start.
It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Love it. It's true, though.
Yeah.
The passion in the room. Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Anyway, Welcome to
the business bunker.
On to bigger and better things. It was the elf that did it.
don't blame it on me.
It's awesome.
We've got some great guests for you. We've got some recorded interviews from the second set of winners of the Ashford Business Awards 2018, and we're going to hear from them shortly. We've got two lovely studio guests. We've got Elf on a Shelf, the lovely Natasha Sutton.
I'm not Elf on the Shelf. I'm the mental elf.
The mental elf?
Yeah. I'm the mental elf.
The mental elf.
and if I'm not mistaken, that you're going to, you know, I know that you can't put on the outfit, like, but the beard and the hat to be...
I will wear the Santa beard and the Santa hat for the photographs at the end of the show, just to amuse you.
Just, okay.
Yeah.
You need to balance it out with the mental, right?
Like, yeah,
so
okay.
You need a bit of sane.
All right, okay. Yeah. We're going to talk to Natasha shortly as well. And then we're also joined by the lovely Annette Bunn, Nettie from Rift Accounting, and we're going to have a bit of a rant up in the second half.
We're good at that.
We're going to be doing some masterminding where we're going to be exploring some topics of interest. So that's the show for today. You can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. In fact, you can't. I've got a new way to get in touch with us.
Ooh.
Because we're about to launch a new website for the Business Bunker Show.
Who knew?
Yeah. Nobody knew, because I'm just telling you.
Ooh.
For the very first time.
Wow. Very exciting.
Yeah. After Christmas, we will be launching a brand new website for the Business Bunker Show. And from now, you can email me at hello@bizradio.co.uk. Ooh, get me. Or you can ring us on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and use the hashtag BBunker. And we have had quite a few tweets. We haven't got so many emails this week as we normally have, because it's running up to Christmas and there's not so much on apart from Christmas parties and stuff.
Got lots of tweets.
But we've got loads of tweets.
And firstly, I'm ever so sorry, I forgot to say, obviously it's the first time I've seen you since the first of December.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness for butterfly events, that's all I can say, because she's put a lovely gift for me. She put just for you, bird, and because it's wine's Paul up and it's elf and it's Santa's coming.
Right, okay.
So Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? Santa's coming.
5 minutes throughout the show.
I haven't, do you know what, usually I answer my phone. I haven't done it this, I've been so ridiculously busy, blah blah blah, couldn't do it.
We'll just use it.
Couldn't play.
The show.
Exactly, let's do it. Buddy the Elf, what's your favourite colour?
Right, I think, do you want to do a tweet or an email or something?
I shall. Now, I'll tell you what, I saw a really, really good one. Here we go. Hi, Paul and Bird. This is from Tracy Ferguson. Now, Tracy, big shout out to you, my darling. You always, she always listens to our show.
She does.
And always puts out great tweets in the evenings. And I really appreciate that. And I know you do, don't we, about the whole show. But she's listening live today.
Wow, that's cool. Right.
So here it is. It says, can I have a Business Bunker get well soon, please, for my lovely friend Tam at... It's just Tam, inspirational creator of the Secret Rainbow Kids, who is recovering from viral meningitis. She is now resting at home after being in hospital, wishing her a very speedy recovery. So, yes, Tam, I know you very well. Tam was in the studio with
Tam,
us.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, last year.
Yeah.
So get well soon, my darling. And Tracy, thank you, and we appreciate you for listening
every week.
Yeah, Tam, get well soon. We're thinking of you and hope you're home soon.
I'm going to go and see her after this.
Are you?
Yeah, well, cool. She now knows this. I was going to, like, keep it a surprise, but, you know.
Tam, you've now blurted it out on the radio.
I'm so excited to go and see her and give her a bit of a Christmas cheer, because she's got, you know, a family, and she's doing the most incredible thing to help kids. And, yeah, she's a really good friend, and we've got quite close this year because of just similarities of what we're trying to achieve.
Sure, yeah.
So, yeah, Tam, you got it, man. We can do this.
And when you visit Tam, are you going down the chimney or through the door?
I don't know.
Don't be silly.
Okay.
Because elves don't go down the chimney.
Do they not?
You should be watching elves.
I might want to, though.
Well, you can't. It's not allowed.
I can get. No, it's not honestly, allowed. I might actually, you know, I might even try and attempt to go through a window, but I know I've got derriere, but, you know, I'm going to give it a good go.
Blimey.
Who knew?
Who knew? Cool. I've had a tweet from Michael Park Surveyors, and they say, yes, please, Paul, we'd love a Business Bunker shout-out. We'd appreciate a warm Business Bunker shout-out on your show today. Thank you so much. And they've given me a gift that says, Bellissima.
Nice.
Yeah. And that's Michael Park Surveyors, MPSL, on Le Twitter.
We've got a tweet from Venom Tech, and they've said, oh, I've got to say this one because this is brilliant. It says, hi, Vanilla Web, looking forward to today's Business Bunker. We would love a shout out. Re our unique Christmas gifts. And I really want to know who would buy these things, so let us know. A Venom chili sauce with a spider on the front, and our framed spider and scorpion skins from £15. So please contact us on info@venomtech.co.uk. Now, before we carry on, what?
You said, I'd like to know who would buy that.
No, you did not.
No, you just said that.
Who would like to buy that?
Stuart, for a start, my youngest.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, without a doubt. He's a loony with chilli sauce.
I was thinking more of the spiders. My son would run. In fact, all you'd see is a Sam-shaped thing going through that wall, that distance with smoke.
It's pretty horrific.
No, Stu would find it hilarious to
He
would put the chili sauce all over your food without telling you, so it blew your head off. And then when you were screaming, looking for water, you'd go to the sink and the spider would be in there, and then you'd die of a heart attack. Yeah.
Oh, I'm amazed.
Okay. Yeah. That's a great parent.
Yeah.
I'm amazed. But what was I going to say? Two things. Obviously, Celebrity Get Me Out of Here, they're these spider-eaty thingy. Yeah. So I wonder if Venom Tech saw any of that. But you've got to watch, and I know you don't have Snapchat, which is a real shame, because he is a genius, and my son introduced me to him, and it's Philip Schofield on Snapchat. He is genius, so and he funny. Keeps on putting it all up with spiders, and that's what brought it about. So if anybody's got Snapchat, go and get Philip Schofield. It's amazing.
I can't work Snapchat. I just can't work it.
What do you mean?
I don't get it. I don't understand. I can't work it. Yeah.
I love it.
Anyway, do you know what we're going to do now?
No.
I'm going to tell you.
I do know, but I just want to say it. Of course I know. Because you've given us a plan.
I have.
Yeah. So we got to December show. We've got a plan.
I know.
What made you want to do that? Were you nervous about today? Why?
What?
Why? We normally just go straight into it and it's seamless.
I was ready for that. I was like, right, sit down, right. Okay, what's going to happen?
Yeah, there's never a plan.
What, having a plan?
Yeah, but you actually gave us a few guidelines this morning.
Yeah, I did. I didn't mean to say they were real.
That because we've misbehaved a lot?
I thought we're really good, Natty. I think when we're on together, we're amazing. Yeah. Yeah, we get lots of feedback.
Are we overshadowing you?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Slight blushing off the cheeks.
When I say it's a plan, yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a plan, does it? I might not stick to it.
I'm not mocking you in any way. I was a bit shocked.
We're already 8 minutes past where we should be.
Carry
anyway.
On then. What's
no, no,
on?
No. I've changed my mind now. I've changed my mind now. We're going to do something else.
I'd like to listen to the awards.
Would you?
I would.
Well, let's do that then. Let's listen to the award winners, the second set of award winners from the Ashford Business Awards. Here we go. I'm here with one of the judges from the Ashford Business Awards, Mr. Alistair Jessel. Alistair, good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Paul. Lovely to see you again.
And you, my friend, and you. You've done these awards a few years now. What were your experiences this year?
I think what I found interesting this year is how many women had entered for the awards. And in fact, looking at the winners' ratio of women to men, it was very much in favour of women. And I was trying to work out in the last few days or so why there were so many women. And I think people are much more interested in entering the awards. And I think women are very much equaling the men, if not at times outdoing them. And I think it's going to be interesting for the future how business is made up of many more women than men.
Absolutely. The statistics bear that out as well here in Kent. In the last couple of years, 39% of all start-up businesses started by people under the age of 30 have been female entrepreneurs.
Yep, I can definitely believe that. I think there's a huge enthusiasm in the workforce to start up a business if you're a woman. I think the advantages of being self-employed are very apparent, especially if you have children.
Yeah, the flexibility. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's all about flexibility these days, whether you run a business or, you know, just working, which is why we have the gig economy and things like that, because people want more flexibility in their work-life balance. So, Alistair, tell us a little bit about what you're up to these days as well.
Well, after my life as table ice cream, I've actually moved back into the marble industry. I was in the stone industry for 15 years back in the 1990s. I had a company called Stonel, which had 8 shops covering the whole of the south of England, 35 staff, and we turned over quite a few million. And I gave that all up to make ice cream.
As you do.
As one does.
As you do. Yeah.
But I'm back in the marble industry again, working with a friend of mine of 20 years ago who used to supply me, and having some fun and some challenges and modern technology and how things have moved on, but keeping my brain active.
Fantastic. Have you got a website for the marble company?
Yes, it's called themarbletabletop.com.
Fantastic. We wish you much success with your new venture. You are a serial entrepreneur and you've been successful many times, so there's no reason why you won't be successful again. But we wish you success anyway. Alistair, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure. Always good fun.
Winner again. You won an award last year. Who am I talking with?
So my name's Andrew Urquhart. Hello, Andrew. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. As I said, Colin Bat Removals won an award last year at the Ashford Business Awards. You followed that up with another award this year. So, first of all, tell us which awards you won.
So, last year we won Customer Service, and this year we won Family Business.
Fantastic, and that's a brilliant achievement. Tell us a bit about Colin Bat Removals.
So we've been, this is our 40th year now, so it's a nice anniversary for us. We've been carrying out domestic removals and commercial removals now. And we also do storage, container storage, and we've got a new arm to our business of climate controlled as well.
Fantastic. You're also a bit of a specialist in pianos, aren't you?
We are indeed. That's how the company was founded. Colin started the business by moving pianos, specialised in that, and that's really projected us into the music world, the piano business, and we're very honoured now to be the chosen piano mover for the Royal Family.
That's fantastic. That's absolutely brilliant. I seem to remember a Laurel and Hardy film about piano moving. You ever seen that?
I have, yes. We use that, I think, as a training video.
Do you? How not to do it.
Yes.
That's fantastic. And many congratulations on all your awards and the growth in your business and the specialisations in your business. If people want to find out about Colin Bat Removals, how can they do that?
So our website is colinbatremovals.co.uk. We're on Facebook and our Twitter handle is Bat Removals.
Fantastic. Andrew, thank you so much for that. A pleasure to see you. Many congratulations on another award. Keep on keeping on.
Cheers, Paul. Thank you.
Brilliant. Hello. Who do we have here?
Hi, I'm Darren Mills.
Hello, Darren. How are you?
Very well, very, very well, thank you.
Cool. Now, I remember you from the awards night. You had a big table of people right near the stage, and you got very excited. Your whole table got very excited when you won the award. Which award did you win?
We won the Best Small Business in Ashford.
Fantastic. So tell us a bit about your business.
So we sell pharmaceuticals to pharmacies, doctors, vets, travel clinics, anyone that will buy pharmaceuticals, really.
You're a drug dealer.
No. Effectively, yeah, I'm the drug dealer of Ashford. So, we also manufacture pregnancy tests. So
manufacture
pregnancy tests.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So the type of pharmaceuticals that you're supplying, are you doing that as a wholesaler kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but then you also manufacture pregnancy tests.
We do. Yeah, we own a brand called Early Bird Swift, and we sell those across the country nationwide. Used to sell them into the supermarkets as well. So it's a really good brand.
Yeah, absolutely. An interesting business. What made you get into that?
So I worked for a pharmaceuticals company for a very long time and got forced to be made redundant, really.
Yeah, yeah.
And decided to take a few of the staff, set up my own business, and it went from there, really.
Brilliant. And how long have you been going?
5 years now.
Ah, fantastic. So you really are established now.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We've doubled our turnover every year for the last 5 years, pretty much. Outgrown two premises and
really?
Increased the staff by about 7 times over. So right. So it's going the right way.
Story.
Yeah, absolutely.
And therefore, absolute recognition to win that award.
Yeah, I mean, the team have just been unreal over the last 7 years, which is why we took the whole business with us that night, and they loved it. You know?
It sounds like you won't be up for that award for much longer. Best small business. You're going to be best big business, aren't you?
Well, we might be in the best medium business next year, but I don't think that category exists yet, so you might have to add it on.
Yeah, and absolutely brilliant, really good, and it's really nice to know about businesses like yours in the Ashford area, because you don't always know about them unless you're in the same marketplace. So knowing about the kind of businesses that are here is brilliant. So if people want to find out about your business, how can they do that?
So we've got a website, which is accessmedicare.co.uk, and also for the pregnancy tests, earlybirdswift.co.uk. You can find us on Twitter at accessmedicare.
I've just fantastic. Dan, send you many congratulations.
Morning, Paul.
How are you, sir?
I'm not too bad, thank you.
That's really good. It's really good to see you, my friend. So you're another award winner from the Ashford Business Awards for the Burlington Hotel down there in Folkestone. So what was the award you won?
We won the Mouthful Awards, which is hospitality, best business in leisure and food and drink.
Did you get one trophy or four?
Unfortunately, just the one, but still...
That's not fair, is it?
I'm really still chuffed to receive this award. It's really nice recognition.
Absolutely. And I know for a fact you've put a lot of effort into your hotels, especially the Burlington. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, the last couple of years we embarked upon a major investment program there to refurbish the hotel to 4-star. We achieved 4-star this year, joined a brand, Best Western Plus, and we completely modernized and improved all the bedrooms and the public areas, and in particular our bar and restaurant downstairs, the Bay Tree.
Mm. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous building. I've been to your hotel. It's a gorgeous building as well, isn't it? In a fantastic location up on the Lisa.
It's a lovely old Victorian building. They don't build them like that anymore. It's got great character. Mm. Yeah, really nice building.
Fantastic. Daniel, a fantastic achievement. I know you and the family have put so much effort into building your hotel chain, and recognition like this is thoroughly deserved. If people want to find out about the Burlington or indeed your other hotels, how can they do that?
The Burlington is theburlingtonhotel.com online, and of course it's got all the Facebook and Twitter with the Burlington Hotel or the Bay Tree in Folkestone. And our group is Castlewood Hotels, which has got the other two.
Hello, ladies.
Fantastic. Many congratulations.
Now, you guys have won an award at the Ashford Business Awards too. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your business and what you do?
Okay, my name's Claire Norman, and this is the lovely Donna Miller.
Hello.
And we're from DC Breathe. We won the Startup Business Award.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your business.
Yeah, we're an emotional wellbeing and resilience company. We were former police officers for nearly 24 years. So we've seen mental health first line.
Hold on.
So we've seen mental health first line. So we're really passionate about starting our own business. So.
Moving into that health and wellbeing arena from your policing career, was there a crossover from that, or was it just something that you kind of moved into because it was an area of interest?
It's always been an area of interest to us. We knew each other in the police, but we kind of started working together when we did leave the police, because we went and worked at a local secondary school.
Okay.
And basically was given a classroom and said, get these students back into class. So we used our policing backgrounds to get those students back into class through education. Obviously not using the other technique.
I'm not going to make any jokes about truncheons. I'm really not.
And then we realised it was, you know, the younger generation are dealing with mental health just as much as obviously the older generation. Mm. So we were made redundant from that particular role, and we thought, actually, let's do it ourselves. So we set up our own business. We obviously got our diplomas in mindfulness as well. We studied for a couple of years. And we're just bringing it around to, obviously, we've just been commissioned from the Police Crime Commissioner to work into 10 schools in Ashford. And we're dealing with 9-10-year-olds that are dealing with mental health issues. So it's important for us to try to get in at a young age. And
I was going to say fantastic. Of course, it actually isn't fantastic, is it, that we have 10-year-olds with mental health issues, but the fact that you're doing something to address that is good. Yeah. And brilliant, but it is worrying that we have so many issues in modern society like that.
Yeah, unfortunately, being frontline police officers, we've seen the other side of what happens, and we're so passionate about giving young people the ability to be able to have those tools to be able to, you know, go through life and be able to cope with certain situations. But we don't just deal with young people, we deal with any age person as well.
Fantastic. So how long's your business been going now?
We're just coming up to a year and a bit.
Fantastic. The first year's always the hardest.
Yes.
How have you found the difference between working in the public sector and running your own business?
Very time consuming. We both have young families as well, so it is very much a family business. My 4-year-old and 8-year-old can now use a printer and laminator. So they're very, very good and very helpful in this as well.
But I would say the nice thing about it is, obviously, in our former jobs, we wasn't always able to see that person at the end of obviously what we've dealt with, but here we can see them from the beginning and the end, and that's a real...
So you see the results.
Yeah, it's lovely to see the results. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Ladies, thank you very much. Which award did you win?
Startup.
Fantastic. Startup Business of the Year. If people want to find out about you and what you do, how can they do that?
Okay, our website is dcbreathe.com, and same on Twitter and Facebook.
My Careers Options gives real career choices for your child's brighter future. Through simple, fun questions and puzzles, your child will discover careers they can do, want to do, and which suit who they are. My Careers Options unique careers report also supports the school to help your child make informed decisions about their future education and careers choices. 50% off today with code BBUNKER50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk. That's BBUNKER50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show here on channelradio.co.uk/2.
On the hour, Channel Radio News Update.
No, it's not. It's too early. welcome back to the Business Bunker show. Sorry, it's not the news update. Yeah. That was the final tranche of winners from the Ashford Business Awards 2018. Four fantastic winners, four different yet really interesting businesses. And we also heard from one of the leading judges, Mr. Alistair Jessel of the Marble Tabletop Company. So fantastic and well done to all the finalists and winners and everybody that took part in the Ashford and South Kent Business Awards.
One of them was Colin Batt, wasn't it? Removals.
Colin Batt Removals.
Do you know what? They were genius with my piano.
Were they?
Yeah.
That's what they specialised in to start with, you know.
I know.
Piano removals.
Oh, yeah. I know.
What do they do?
They're removers.
They're a removal company.
But what do they do to your piano?
They moved it. He moved it from A to B.
How big is
it? I tell you, it's not as easy as it sounds. It was horrific.
Mm. Have you ever seen, there's a Laurel and Hardy film of moving a piano, which is hilarious. Apparently they use that as a training film at Colin Batt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
or the Friends one. Pivot.
Yeah. Right, so Fred, let's have a cup of tea now.
Yeah.
It's funny how piano moving is used as a metaphor for lots of difficult things, really, isn't it?
Why
is it used?
What's the metaphor?
Well, how you need to plan something in advance, and moving difficult-shaped objects is not as easy as it looks.
I've never heard that.
No, I just made it up, that's why.
Nettie, help.
I think
I'm by the door. Do you want to follow me?
just while we're talking...
Like, am I being really...
No, just while we're talking about that as well. Just while we're talking about that, just to really put you on the spot.
Piano removal.
No. I've had a tweet from Jo Humphrey.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and she says, no, I don't get Snapchat either, Paul. You're right. So it's just not just me. It's two of us at least that don't understand. And Nettie, that's three of us.
Yeah, but you need to practice. Do you know what I'm like when we're on air and I'm getting a little bit more? I'll do a bit of Snapchat thing. So maybe when you get bored with yourself on the radio, just do some Snapchat practice.
Possibly. I've had a tweet anyway from VidBuild. And they say, Business Bunker, hi, could we have a Business Bunker shout-out for your listeners, please? We have a competition running until December the 31st. Five lucky winners will get a year's worth of social media videos. This is not messing about this. A year's worth of social media videos for free. Okay?
Wow.
This is a big deal for any business out there. So if you visit MyVidBuild, that's their Twitter handle, MyVid, V-I-D, MyVidBuild Twitter page, and tag yourself and a friend, that will give you an entry. And then they're going to pick some winners. So why not? My Vid Build. Give it a tag.
Cool. Well, I'm seeing loads of tweets and on Facebook saying, are you planning for next year? Da, da, da. You've got to go to this event. So booking open for the next Kent Business Summit. It's on the 11th of January 2019, Kent Business School, Uni of Kent in Canterbury, bringing public and private sectors together with startups and entrepreneurs to discuss how to sustain economic growth for the county. So you need to go to www.kentbusinessradio.co.uk/KBS. Go and book it now. You're MCing?
I'm not MCing. I'm chairing one of the round tables, and there are lots of round tables.
You've got a really interesting topic, aren't you? What are you doing?
I'm chairing the round table on diversity, equality, and handling people with supported needs in the workplace and supported needs skills.
Okay, so can we quickly talk about this?
Yeah, very quickly.
Okay. You gave me a email address to speak to about special needs and how to help employment with work. Mitch was amazing.
Right.
Absolutely amazing. So even though he couldn't directly help me, he absolutely allowed me some space to speak.
Yeah.
Which is just when you feel so helpless, that's all you want is just to be heard a little bit.
Yeah.
And then he said, right, Sarah, this is what you need to do, da 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 da.
Yeah.
And he's given me some really tangible points to move forward to get the outcome. I've not got the outcome, but at least I feel empowered that something's going to happen.
Yeah.
So please do think about go into these places because they can make you feel valued and helped and moving along.
Well, the thing is that they're experienced. They know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do it every day. Yeah. And they're there to help.
Not just you as the person who's got the challenges, but to actually support the employer to support you. That was just like, oh,
that's
hallelujah.
Crucial.
That's
really, is a really big thing really that, important. You know, is a challenge out there. Mm. Without
that's
a doubt.
That's what makes the whole thing work.
Yeah.
All we need is more employers to join in with it and to recognise that it's valuable to them as employers, because it's how they fill their skills needs, and they're not going to be left alone to do it on their own. And they're the two things that they need to realise.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I've had a tweet from Kim Stevens of Caring Kent, and she said, I'd love, with a big throbbing red heart, I'd love a big festive Jingle Bells Business Bunker shout out, please, to remind everyone that it's compulsory to wear Christmas jumpers on Friday, the 14th of December. And she's got hashtag Save the Children, hashtag Christmas Jumper Day.
That's this Friday.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's just flying by.
Have you got one?
Have I got what?
A jumper.
I've got a jumper.
A Christmas one, Mr. Andrews.
No, I haven't.
Well, we did, I have attempted with this Santa outfit to...
I'm just a curmudgeon about things like that. I won't wear Christmas
jumpers. And there's a word.
What, curmudgeon?
I love that. I love that word. Say it again.
Curmudgeon.
That should be in children's spelling tests.
Should it?
Yeah.
I don't know how I can spell it. I can say it.
You make up how it's spelled, and we'll get it out.
Okay, all right.
What's
your... Let's have a bit of a... how do you spell curmudgeon, please, Twitter? Tweet us back, please, now. First one gets a prize.
Well, while they're thinking about that, why don't we talk to Tash?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the business show after a very long time.
It's been a very long time.
Natasha Sutton. Hi, Tash. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm really, really thankful for you guys to give me this opportunity. And obviously, I now am connected with yourself and with wonderful Bird on the Bike with what I'm doing as a campaign. So it's quite important.
Why don't you start off by giving us a little bit of your backstory so we know what we're dealing with here?
I've got a fly. Hang on. Can't make
She's just
up.
Been attacked.
I've been attacked by a fly. Don't worry.
Do you know, it's all that stuff you've been foofing around.
It's probably lots of
It's
puffing.
Attracting them.
I thought, that we'd have, I could do a bit of a well-being thing. So I've got my diffuser in the corner.
She's lathered us in smelly eucalyptus stuff.
She went all over your head with it, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. She put it all over my head. And now it started attracting mosquitoes or something.
There was definitely a fly my way. So, let me share my story. And it can, inspire. And that's the whole point. Is although my backstory, we all have one, mine has literally shocked me and many when they hear about it. And so I've been a photographer for God knows what, 25 years, something plus. And I was also involved in property as well. So this is going back in my 20s. Mm. I was an entrepreneur in my own right, and I worked my socks off to make sure that I could sustain my lifestyle. But no one actually told me about stress management. And those that did, I was a cocky little and thought I knew it all, So even when they said...
Do you not then, Sash?
What? Think I know it all? I definitely don't know it all.
Oh, give me a ring. I do.
Don't get me giggling. I'll be gone. So after a period of time... stress got to me, and on a plane, it was my last photo shoot. So it was back in 2012. I was working with Cosmo, and it was the most amazing shoot, which stays with me every single day. And I felt funny, like when you have a hangover and you're just like, oh man, that was a good night. This was like the negative part of that hangover. Progressively over a period of 3 days, I ended up losing ability, and I was eventually paralyzed.
Wow.
And I lost intermittently. I lost speech. I lost eyesight. I lost just the ability to be able to pick up a pen. And the body was like a massive panic button. A sound of a kettle, a shutting of a door, someone tapping me on the shoulder. My whole nerves just went...
Wow.
On the plane, mid-Atlantic, they actually said to me that we think you're having a stroke, but there's nothing for me to do. I'm mid-Atlantic. So in that time, what any person would do is just literally hold tight. And when I eventually got into hospital, it was a whole process of you've got this, you've got that, you know, prodding and poking, and that led to a really rare condition is what I have now. My whole right side is still paralyzed in the feeling and sensation. So although I can move, you can't see this on anyone that's listening, but I am actually moving. And people that have supported...
She's swinging, actually.
I'm swinging.
She's swinging from the ceiling.
My mental elf ways are swinging around. I still have no sensation on the right side going down the side of the body. And that is because of nerve ending damage that's been done, but also because it's high cortisol and high adrenaline in my system that I have to constantly manage and control, which is part of the condition and my awareness campaign. So,
right, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, pretty cool isn't how I describe that, to be honest.
It's pretty well, yeah. I mean, the experience has been, I can't swear, it's been a beep show. Paul, you've seen me in my worst state of literally, I came out of a hospital and I was like so determined after I was suffering with about 15 seizures easily within sort of a month and walking around looking like a drunken. You know, who would want to do business again with someone looking like a drunken? But, you know, I was so determined just to be normal, you know, just considered as normal. I literally finished the seizure. And got myself into a sensible, responsible state for driving, and then came to the business, I think it was Business Kent Expo. This was years ago, and that's when you saw me, and I was like hobbling around, like, oh my God. But the short and curlies of this is that anyone can get the condition I have if they are pushing it way too far. And it's a scary thought.
It's interesting. If that's the right word, and something I've been thinking about just quite a lot recently, and it kind of borders on some of the things I was ranting about and we were talking about earlier. Mental health issues are taking more and more prevalence, and we just heard from Donna and Claire of DC Breathe, two ex-police officers that now run a wellness company for school kids with mental health issues and stress. Yeah, we live in a world where we have the best standard of living any human being has ever had, yet we seem to have managed to get ourselves completely stressed out. And my belief is that most of the stress we that affects all of us is because we don't feel in control of what's going on. You know, you've got these big forces, you've got big organisations. You know, as some of you may know, I had a road traffic accident a couple of weeks ago. The trauma of dealing with it afterwards was worse than the crash. Yeah. I'm standing in the middle of a crash wreckage trying to ring an insurance company to get a tow truck, and I'm getting, push one if you'd like to comb your hair, push two if you'd like to pull the wax out of your ear, push three if you'd like a poke in the eye. It's just, want to scream at people that they've dehumanized everything to the point where it's stressful. So I totally get that.
It's a whole system, you know, of how you can manage your stress. And we don't get taught that at school. You know, you go through bullying, you go through the negatives of school, and you go through the negatives of like life, but then you go through the positives, and both way up. You know, stress is in our minds. It's not something that is an emotion. It's something we have cultivated and created because we want to strive instead of just balance and achieve. So it's a real this bloody fly. It's a real balance to make sure that's totally put me off. Real balance to actually make sure that you have that. It's not work-life balance, it's actually structured change. And to cultivate a change for your lifestyle will then help with your well-being and everything to go with it. So But it's what you're saying, very true. And ladies, please feel free. Like, how, you know, stress management, how do you do it? How do you get through a stressful day? Do you have a system?
Scream.
Scream?
Yeah, I probably would just let it all out, to be honest. Mm. That's me, though. Mm. That is me. I do take it seriously, and I've come across a lot of issues that, you know, it's not for air, but with regards to mental health. And I think every one of them's different.
Yeah.
I don't think, and I think some of the badge is the problem. We've called it mental health, like we call it cancer or we call it disabled.
Totally.
And actually, within everything, there's a spectrum.
Yeah, of course.
There's a complete spectrum. So we put mental health as in someone who is suicidal next to someone who's got a few issues at the moment, and we put it all in this one big bundle. And I think that's where I find it very hard to try and discuss it as a thing.
Well, you're quite right, it's a continuum, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's no normal, there's no there's no point at where you go to the left of this line everyone's normal, and to the right of this point there's a problem. It's a continuum that, you know, and it also changes day by day. You know, some days you feel better than others and so on.
Well, I'll poke the bear a little bit with this. I don't actually believe in mental health. I actually believe in the wholeness of it all. So when I have stress, it affects me physically, emotionally, socially, community, relationships, everything. So when somebody tells me that mental health is depression or it's anxiety, or and then if I said to you, I'm anxious today, you couldn't come along with me because you'd be like, well, so am I. So it wouldn't affect somebody in another way, but actually that anxiety might have gone on for 10 years. So that longevity, so health and well-being, people aren't taking it seriously.
No, they're not. And it's
so it doesn't matter what you say, you don't care.
But is it, do you think it is what I've just said? The bubble is so big. No one knows which bit of the bubble
Again,
it is.
It's like it's going back to the politicians. We can't hear you. We can't see you. It's too much. It's too painful. I can't connect with you. Therefore, it's not there. And that's with mental health, that's with wellness, that's with health, that's why the health of the global nation, you know, is at a all-time high, you know. And the biggest disease in America at the minute is stress. That's it. Diagnosed stress, because it's creating cardiac health. It's creating X, Y, Z.
It's ailments in the body, you know, and it transmits in a different way. For me, it was, you know, the body couldn't take the stuff I was doing, the hours I was pulling off, it, you know, 70 something hours, and a team, sometimes it would be catering to 85,000 people, and you're just you, and people perceive you as differently, and then you get treated differently, and then you're just then segregated, and people are like, oh wow, it must be great to own a business. Actually, it's bloody hard work, and it's not something that you should take lightly. It's like, it's a passion that you didn't know would go as far as it did, and then you want to create, what else can you do? It's, but it's the balance, definitely. So I did something on social media today. So I'm dressed as an elf, right? So mental elf. Ha, 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 ha. But...
Oh, I get it.
No, do
I? I didn't get it before. When you were going mental... I was going mental elf. Is that... it's like... is that like sugar elf? I was being really slow about that. Yeah.
Are you serious?
No.
Because I've literally just got it in the same
way.
I
was like, how many elf? I see what you're saying.
Well, I got it, but I thought I was being thick, so I didn't say anything, because you two didn't. I was thinking... Okay. Right, maybe I've missed something.
Hence why I said on Twitter... Right, let's get Paul Andrews wearing sainter, like you're sane. If I'm mental, why are we using these words?
I saw that, I just ignored it.
Well, you actually retweeted it.
So. Yeah, I know I retweeted it, but I ignored what you said.
But this is what I'm saying. Look, we made a joke over Mental Elf. Yeah. Mental Elf is actually an organisation. You put the at symbol in, you'll see. And they've used this as a whole slogan to just try and disguise basically the way forward in discussing about your well-being. And that's, I totally agree with you, Sarah, that the word itself just segregates you. Now, the comments I've had is, Tash, you're crazy. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Tash, you're mad. Oh, don't ever change. Just keep being you. Fantastic. Loving what you're doing. And all this stuff, I'm talking about mental health, but they're saying crazy. Why can we not treat a person in the same nonchalant way? Instead of segregating them, if they've gone through something, include them, support them, give them something as a purpose, because when you're left after having everything, I've had such an experience, which I thank the universe for the experience because it's made me even stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when you get segregated from when you've gone through a mental health, let's call it that, or a well-being trauma to the body and the mind, you're left, mm. You know, and what I have is called function neurological disorder. Again, it's a label, but it's so that people can actually communicate and understand mm-hmm. what to do and how to actually do something if they can.
What these labels give you is a pathway to support.
Yeah.
So I get it. My son's gone the other way now. So we used to be in the support network. Now we can't because he won't be labelled. Therefore, his autism that he has that won't allow him to be employed, blah, blah, until we carry on. There's this whole debate and conversation about, I don't want to label. I understand that. I'm absolutely with you. But that then comes at a cost because you can't then access the support that you need.
Yeah.
It should be just a case of, hey, I'm a human being. Is it not obvious? I went through this, 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 and this. And there's plenty of people listening.
You see, that brings us right back to what I was ranting about earlier. Our systems don't allow that any longer.
No.
That's what causes so much grief and unhappiness.
Yep.
Because we don't have human systems any longer. We have managed processes. And managed processes come down to computer say no.
Yeah.
And it's that, for me, is entirely the issue that's wrong with our society, is that we don't have human interaction at the level that we should have, and we don't treat people as individual human beings. We just don't. We treat them as numbers or, you know, computer database records or whatever.
100%. And I have to say that if it wasn't for, over the years to get me to this space, that, you know, the people, the actual SME businesses, if I wasn't brave enough to actually go out and speak my mind, and that was a really big step because it's judgment straight away, sketchy, where it should be, okay, wow, you know, it's just like having a flu, but it just went on a long time.
Mm.
And for me, it was just, if it wasn't for the SME businesses, and they're all listening, hello, as well as one incredible person who literally reached out from LA via Twitter, social media. So Reg Lenny, he coaches the stars and he works with celebrities. And long story short, Google him, guys. He has helped with my communication so that I can actually, from where you saw me way back when, I know I'm a different person. And Sarah, like, we've just met, but, you know, I feel that within, that I've worked hard but worked well at sort of cultivating that change within myself. And I think that people think that there's a race. There's no race with your inner well-being. It's, you've got to just acknowledge and accept. It's acceptance to start with, and moving that step forward, it's actually how can you know, the experience I've gone through, how can I actually now help others? Which is a really exciting part, which we're going to discuss at some point.
But you're going to have to do it really quickly because you've got 3 minutes.
So
go for it.
Okay, right. So the first part is that I'm cultivating a brand. We're just talking about a system, that there's no system actually in place for if you go through the trauma, outside of obviously the government, what they provide is not good enough and it's not sustainable for a person. So what I've created, and this has been case studied now, I've need two more case studies and then I'm good to go. And it's six steps which I've used and I've cultivated into my life. And that has actually helped with the transition to be able to be back into society.
Mm.
I did that with quote marks, FYI. And so the brand itself is going to be quite incredible to actually help businesses. But my CIC part of the business is going to be helping kids and schools, which is already starting now, which is really exciting.
So you got 2 minutes left. So tell us what it is exactly that you've launched and how people can get involved and who you want to get involved.
Okay, so to start all of this, before the brand is actually launched, I am launching the Paralyzed by Success campaign. This is for all people that have actually gone through stresses, and to actually share their points and their views by using the hashtag and actually showing a positive in how you can manage your stress. Where this is going to go is, I need supporters, I need influencers to be able to pass the message on, a public speaking platform to be able to put the message out there to an audience. And the biggest part of all is obviously get active supporters coming on board with what my new brand will be, Big Kid Creative.
Okay. Fantastic. So if people want to find out more about that, Tash, have you got a website or a Facebook page?
I've got a team that is working. We had a couple of glitches, but I've got a team of marketeers that are in Kent, and they are working their butt off in getting the website and everything launched. So at the moment, you can literally go onto Google. I've got the FSB supporting me as well. You can go onto Google. You can put in the hashtag Paralyzed by Success. Or you can follow me on Split Second Events, Natasha Sutton. Just find me through LinkedIn and obviously Business Bunker. Thank you, guys, because if you can just put that out there, then people are going to be able to find it too.
Fantastic. Look, we wish you much success and continued success. And we're really proud of everything that you've done. And keep on keeping on. You make a big difference to people. And that's the main thing, isn't it?
You've got to shed the laughter and the tears. And just, we're human beings.